$600 a week. For millions of people who have lost their jobs in this pandemic, that $600 is all that stood between them and financial ruin. That benefit expired on July 31st, and now Republicans and Democrats are deadlocked on whether to extend it. And we wanted to hear from people who had been getting that money and understand what it means to lose it. Sandy Viatoro lives in Phoenix, Arizona. She's the mother of two, and she was laid off from her job as a hotel housekeeper in March. She lost her extra benefits last month, and she says since then it's been really hard to ask for help.
Well, at first I didn't want to apply for unemployment because I don't know if I'm allowed to say this, but I have DACA, and my husband is also petitioning for me, so I didn't really want to apply for unemployment benefits. And then I'm in a group on Facebook with a bunch of DACA recipients, and they're like, no, unemployment has nothing to do with that. It's paid by your employer, so you should be fine. So I was like, okay, maybe I should, because my bills were piling up. My husband's check wasn't enough for all the bills that we had before I was laid off. And I had a lot of bills from when I had my daughter still coming in from the hospital. So it was all just coming so fast that I couldn't keep up with it.
The extra $600 that you were getting, what difference did that $600 make in your ability to survive and for your family to survive?
Honestly, it helped me pay for all the bills that I had. I actually used some of that money to pay ahead on my car. So I've thought ahead, like with all the money that I was getting from the $600, I was paying ahead the bills that I could possibly like tell them, hey, you know, can I not pay this month just in case, you know?
And now that you don't have it?
I'm going to have to work with what I can and ask them if they could, you know, help me with a couple months where I don't have to pay it.
And what are like you and your husband's biggest expenses? Like what are kind of the top few things that you have to pay first, or I guess the biggest expenses?
Mostly our house. We're renting a house, and that's $1,000 a month. I had to get internet service for my son since he started going back to school, and the service that we had before was like the cheapest one. So we had to get another better one because the one that we had before was not working for his remote learning. So it's not like wants that we want, it's needs. You know, we need a vehicle to get back and forth. We need to live under a house, you know, under a roof.
It sounds like rent is a worry. I mean, that's a very basic need, especially with a new baby.
Yeah, exactly. Especially in this heat. I don't want to be, you know, having to move house to house in the heat. I don't want to be homeless, if anything, in this heat. So it's really hard. And we just want someone to, like, listen to us. We're not lazy people. We're hardworking people that just need a little bit of help for now.
Is homelessness, like, a real worry? That's a lot.
Honestly, it is. It is. And I've stayed up nights just hoping that some miracle will come, that I don't have to resort to that, or, you know, having to ask someone to let me stay with them for like a little while I get back on my feet. I feel so vulnerable. Like I hate asking for help. I hate asking for hands up, but, you know, it's something I need at the current moment, and my kids need it, you know. It's so hard just to even say I need it.
So as you're looking ahead, like to the next month or two without that additional money, what is the thing that worries you the most?
Just losing my mind and losing my house, losing everything that I worked so hard for. I mean, like, I want to go back to work. I worked every day for, you know, 5 years at the current job that I'm at, you know, and it's so hard just not to see myself working anymore, you know, and I just want to get back to normal is pretty much what I'm trying to say.
Sandy Viatoro lives in Phoenix, and she's been talking to us about what it is like to deal with financial insecurity during this time. Sandy, thank you for sharing your story.
Thank you for having me.